The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
I'm Dr. Kyle Pankin, and thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. This will be part two in a series we started a couple weeks ago talking about peripheral neuropathy. We actually started out the year in January talking about a nerve compression, which is actually a form of neuropathy called carpal tunnel syndrome. And we shared the causes of that, the treatment of that, actual cases from clinical practice. And then in our last episode, we shared what the causes of peripheral neuropathy are. And today, we're going to share actual cases from my clinical practice. We're going to share three recent ones. And we're going to share their condition, their history, their exam findings, and what we did for treatment to help these. And I think by the time we get to the end of this episode, you'll realize that, hey, a lot of these nerve conditions, there is successful and helpful treatment out there for it. And many times there's more out there than just taking a pill or just living with a symptom. Let's review just a little bit. So peripheral neuropathy just simply means It's nerve damage. It's away from the spine. So it's usually in the hands or feet or legs or arms. And the nerves can be damaged from many reasons. We last time went over a few of the most common causes. Number one cause by far and away of peripheral neuropathy is it's a complication of diabetes. All that excess blood sugar floating around the bloodstream has damaging effects on the nerves. And over time, that nerve damage can lead to symptoms of neuropathy, which again, the symptoms are burning, tingling, pain, numbness, sharp shooting sensation. Some people describe it in their feet. They feel like they have their socks are balled up, but they're really not. Many times it affects balance. People tend to lose a lot of sleep over this. Makes them more vulnerable to falls because of the balance issues that they have. Another common cause of neuropathy is in people that have had chemotherapy. Chemotherapy sometimes necessary to treat cancer. I don't dispute that, but it also is a toxic poison that is put into the body, and it can have damaging effects on the nerves in the body. One of our cases today that we're going to share experienced this very thing, and we'll share his response to treatment coming up. So diabetes, number one. Number two, chemotherapy. Number three, statin-induced neuropathy. Statins are cholesterol drugs, things like Lipitor and Atorvastatin, and there's a whole bunch of them. And they are people are put on these to lower their cholesterol, but little do they know that the coverings of your nerves in your body actually are made up of, much of it is made up of cholesterol molecules. So when you lower cholesterol artificially or sometimes too much, it damages the coverings of the nerves, causing nerve damage. You can look it up online. It's called statin-induced neuropathy, and most people that are on cholesterol medication are never told it's a potential side effect. seen lots of cases of that in clinical practice. Other potential causes are nutritional deficiencies, B1, B6, B12. There's other ones that we could go into. And then finally, heavy metal toxicity, too much lead in the body, uranium, arsenic, mercury, cadmium, aluminum, you name it. People that get an accumulation of these heavy metals too high in their body, it can cause nerve damage leading to neuropathy. And then finally, there's compressive neuropathy. Compressive meaning a nerve is pinched. In the case of the feet, many times that nerve is pinched in the low back. Sometimes it's pinched behind the knee and sometimes at the ankle. And so when we examine people with neuropathy, we examine all those areas to see, well, if it's not due to diabetes or chemotherapy or statin drugs, well, maybe it's because there's a nerve that's compressed somewhere. And if it happens in the upper extremity, in the arm, sometimes the nerve is pinched in the neck. Sometimes it's pinched by the elbow. Sometimes it's pinched by the wrist. So it takes somebody with quite a bit of training and knowledge to be able to properly examine all these areas to sort through the potential causes of the neuropathy. So my training being a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist has allowed me the opportunity to be able to take on some of these more challenging conditions that some doctors will not take on. And so we pride ourselves on doing a really good job examining patients to help them to find out what the root cause of their particular neuropathy or nerve problem is at. And that's what this show is all about. I'm passionate about helping people find and discover root causes of their health conditions, and neuropathy is no different. And I've invested years of training and spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on therapeutic interventions that can help to treat neuropathy. And we'll talk about some of those therapeutic interventions as we go along today in some of these cases. But neuropathy, 86,000 amputations because of it in the United States every year. Diabetic usually is the cause of that. And people that have it, they suffer. They don't sleep well at night. They lose their balance. Therefore, they're more susceptible to falls. And they're just miserable sometimes. And so my heart really goes out to these neuropathy sufferers. So if you have a friend, a loved one, a neighbor, or yourself that's dealing with neuropathy, avail yourself of this information. Listen up and tell somebody else about it. If you want to find out more about our past episodes of Treat the Cause, look at our website at redrockchiro.com. When you look at our website, you'll find a tab for Treat the Cause. And we try to archive a lot of our past episodes there based upon topics. And I think you'll find there's many episodes there and probably some that can relate to maybe a condition or conditions you have. Also, on our website at redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab that you can click that just says neuropathy. You pull that down, you will find my handout that's called Dr. Pankinen's Guide to Peripheral Neuropathy. And it's just designed to educate. And it goes through the causes, the treatments, what we do in our practice for neuropathy, how many treatments, the cost, it's all there. So if you have some interest in maybe discovering what you can do for your neuropathy, there's a lot of information there that you can look at. Also, click on the tab for laser therapy, because that is one of the things we're going to talk about today. And it's really been a blessing in my practice to add this modality in, this therapy in. It's probably been the biggest game changer that I've seen in clinical practice in my 20 years, because laser therapy can help and treat so many different pain and bone and joint and nerve and muscle and tendon and ligament conditions. And it has a powerful analgesic effect, reduces pain, has a biostimulatory effect. It helps stimulate healing, and it has an anti-inflammatory effect. So it has a whole variety of uses in a whole bunch of different conditions. So redrockchiro.com, our phone number if you got to talk to somebody directly is 507-752-7650. And our email is redrockchiro@centurytel.net. Let's share a few cases with you. These, I hope, will inspire you and encourage you and give you some real hope if you're a neuropathy sufferer. This first case I'm going to talk about is probably the worst case of neuropathy I've ever treated. So this is a 57-year-old male. He came into me late 2020 with a near 20-year history of neuropathy. He doesn't just have one cause as we examine him and go through his history. He has three potential causes. So he's a diabetic, and he's had that for a number of years. He has had chemotherapy in the past for colon cancer. And he is currently on cholesterol medication. So diabetes, chemotherapy, statin medication, they're all known causes of neuropathy. So with him, it could have been a combination of all three, or maybe two of the three, or maybe one more than all the others. But nevertheless, he had significant neuropathy. He had tingling and numbness in his feet, but this would be interrupted by periodic, really severe, sharp pains that would shoot up from the bottom of his feet into his calf muscles. And when this would happen, he would rate the severity a 10 out of 10. I mean, it would literally make him cry at times. Even things at night when he would lay in bed, just the simple pressure of the bed sheets touching his feet would cause considerable pain. Needless to say, he had poor quality sleep. And that's a big deal with a neuropathy sufferer. I mean, if you're not getting good quality sleep because of the neuropathy, what do you think that does to the rest of your health? And so it has far-reaching effects on the whole body. He loses his balance easily and is unable to stand for more than 10 to 15 minutes at a time. So he's 57, but what's he going to be like in 10 years or 15 years if he lives that long? If his balance is bad and he can't stand long, well, he can't exercise very good. He's going to be prone to falls, which as we get older can mean things like hip fractures and all kinds of problems associated with that. Hip fracture comes with it in an elderly person a 50% mortality rate within 1 year. Meaning, if an elderly person has a hip fracture, there's a 50% chance they will pass away within 1 year or less. That is very somber, sobering statistic. So this gentleman was on a drug called gabapentin. And that's 9 out of 10 times when I have a patient that comes to me that's been diagnosed with neuropathy, that's the drug they're on. And it does help some people for a period of time. And really what it does is it blocks the pain signals that come from your brain down your spinal cord and down to your feet. It kind of interrupts that pathway and sometimes can block the pain. But initially, early on in the course of neuropathy, it can help. But as the neuropathy progresses, usually the effects of the medication over time kind of wax and wane, and it's no longer helpful. And in this guy's case, he says, well, yeah, I take it, but I can't really see that it's giving me any meaningful improvement of my symptoms. So when I examine him, we do a scoring system to determine how extensive the neuropathy damage is. We do an exam called the Toronto Clinical Scoring System. And we test things like heat and cold and vibration and pinprick and light touch. And then we score those. We compare sensations in their hands and feet, comparing those. And this gentleman scored a 4 out of a possible 100 points. So to put that another way, This gentleman had 96% nerve damage. He only had about 4% function in terms of what he could feel left. You know, and I got to the end of examining him, and I got that score. And usually a score is less than 20 out of 100. I'm really hesitant to even take them on. I'm honest with the patient. I say to him, you know, you have a lot of nerve damage here. This is going to be a really tough case. And, you know, I want to be honest with you from the get-go that your chances of great success here are at best 50-50. But he said to me, you know, doc, you're really my only option. There's no other neuropathy options out there. He'd explored a lot. And he said, you know, I'm willing to try if you're willing to take me on. So I told him at the outset that our goal would be to see if we could reduce his sharp pains and his symptoms by 50%. I thought if we could even help this guy 50%, that would be an excellent clinical outcome. Well, I just saw him a week or two ago here as a follow-up appointment. He's done with his program, and I'm happy to report he has a 70% reduction of his symptoms. His pain now is rated a 3 out of 10, where at times before it was a 10 out of 10. He gets very few of those sharp pains anymore that would about send him through the roof. He's sleeping better. He is enjoying much improved quality of life. And interestingly, he's regained a little bit of nerve function. And the last time I did his Toronto clinical scoring system, he went from that original score of 4 out of 10 to 7 out of 10. That doesn't sound like much, and it isn't, but this guy had severe nerve damage. And so he got a 70% reduction of his symptoms. So he's feeling a lot better, but we've also seen a little return of his nerve function. In other words, it's healing a little bit. And he's never going to be 100%. He's too far gone, too much nerve damage. But the improvement this gentleman has had, he is just ecstatic about it. And he's a happy camper. So if our program can help this severe of a case, imagine what it can do with mild or moderate forms of neuropathy. So what's our program? Let me just review it before we go on to a couple other quick cases here. Deep tissue robotic laser therapy. We put that into the tops and bottoms of both feet, or if it's in the hands, the tops and bottoms of the hands. And then we do a treatment called NeuroMed Electroanalgesia, and we put these little electrode pads on the calf muscles and the bottom of the feet, or if it's in the arms, we put them by the elbows and down into the hands. And that runs electrical currents gently through these nerves, and it helps to wake them up and facilitate healing. The laser does the same thing too. It helps to heal the nerve damage. We do a supplement called Nerve Renew that helps to stimulate healing in these nerves. We put all of our neuropathy sufferers, if it's in their feet, in custom orthotics to give them better balance and support of their feet and arches. And so look at our website if you want to really study the protocol in detail, redrockchiro.com, hit the neuropathy tab. It's all there. All the things that we use are there. Let's talk quickly about two other cases. Case number two is a 50-year-old male. He comes to me late last year also, neuropathy in both feet, sharp pains. His feet feel sore. He's got numbness in his feet. He's got aching up into his calf muscles. This gentleman has two potential causes. He's had kidney and lung cancer in the past, which he has successfully treated, or at least knocked into remission. He's had chemotherapy, and he's also on statin drugs. And I'm pretty sure the combination of these two is what's led to the nerve damage. His was not near as severe. He was like a 3 out of 10 for severity. And he scored a 59 out of 100 on his Toronto clinical scoring system. So he had about 41% nerve damage. And we did our protocol on him. Laser therapy, NeuroMed, a machine called a med massage that does vibration into the feet. We put him on a supplement called Nerve Renew. We put him in foot levelers, custom-made orthotics. And At the end of our treatment protocol, 50% improvement. All the sharp pains that he'd been having his feet, gone. Now he just feels some tingling and numbness left, but it's easing. He can handle being out in the cold better. Before, if his feet would get cold, it really would bother him. Now he can handle that better. This is the kicker for this guy, though. He is, when I did his final Toronto clinical scoring system exam, 84 out of 100. So he went from 59 out of 100 to 84. In just a couple, 3 months, he regained 25% of his nerve function back. Folks, let me tell you, that's phenomenal. To do that much is tremendous. And so he was happy with his relief, got at least 50% of his symptoms gone, and he's continuing to improve little by little now. And 25% of his nerve function came back. Tell me another treatment out there that can do that for the neuropathy sufferer. I'll just tell you right out, there isn't anything else. Case number 3 is a patient I'm treating right now. She's a 77-year-old female. She's got burning, numbness, tingling in her feet. She can't feel warm or cold or hot or cold very good. She's a diabetic. She has 10 out of 10 pains at times, just debilitating, these burning pains that she gets in her feet. And it interferes with her sleep. When I did her initial exam, she scored a 26 out of 100 on the Toronto Clinical Scoring System. And we're only about a third of the way. I just saw her this morning, in fact. We're only about a third of the way into her treatment protocol. But her pain is down to a 4 out of 10 at the worst now. She says she's at least 40-50% relieved of her condition. This is only in about 4 or 5 weeks. She can move her toes better, and she used to feel like her sock was balled up or bunched up in her foot, in her shoe, when it wasn't, but that was a feeling she would describe. And she's not getting that sensation at all anymore. So this is a case here where, you know, we're about a third of the way into the program, maybe slightly more, and she is already 40% improved, and she's 77 years old, and she's had this, you know, for several years, this neuropathy. So, you know, we've shared a few cases, one just absolutely severe neuropathy, and then another case of, you know, more mild to moderate, and then a case of a little older person with fairly severe neuropathy. And this is what we're seeing in clinical practice with these neuropathy protocols. I kept statistical track of every single patient that we did these protocols in 2020. And we hit right at an 86% success rate. 86% meaning 86% of the patients saw 50% or more relief of their chronic neuropathy symptoms. If you tell the average neuropathy sufferer out there, there's a protocol out there that 86% of the time is going to give you 50% or more relief, most of them would say, "Doc, sign me up for that all week long and twice on Sunday." And that's what we have to offer. This is a protocol that I put together through years of study in consultation with other doctors around the country that are doing this. And there's only most of these neuropathy treatment centers around the country are in bigger cities. And so here we have a clinic in small Lamberton, Minnesota, population about 840, and we have world-class treatments available right here in southwest Minnesota. And with proven track record of results. So I don't say that to brag. I say that to let you know this stuff is available and it's right here and right close. And I want to help as many of these people as I can because I know how much suffering they go through. And I know from a medical perspective, They just don't have much to offer these people. And so that's why I put this protocol together, is because I wanted to find something that could help these people that were afflicted with neuropathy. So I hope you found this informative, hopefully a little inspiring, hopefully educational. And I just want to thank you for listening to our episode of Treat the Cause today. We're going to be back in a couple weeks with another topic. And we love bringing these educational-based series to you. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Treat the Cause, and we'll talk real soon.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.